when you go to a new job, particularly in administration, from my following, on my previous, when I moved to Champaign and took over an elementary building and principal, I was the third principal in like 40 years in that building. One was there 22, and the one before me there was 16. So it's like, okay, you know, I've got to build my own reputation, build my own trust levels with staff and families. You know, do all those things you need to do to get people to believe and have trust and confidence in you. My previous job in Moline, the superintendent that hired me, we were good friends and worked together in Champaign. So there was this perception of the superintendent brought less in because he's a friend. We don't know him. We you know, the perception was he's just a friend. We don't know if he knows this. He's coming from an elementary background. He doesn't have the idea how to run a high school and those types of things. So I again entered a similar situation where I had to, through my actions, not through my verbiage, but through my actions, demonstrate that I had the skill set at secondary, that I came in as a curriculum instruction leader as opposed to a friend of the superintendent that hired me. It takes a while, and it takes more, as I just mentioned, it takes more than verbiage, it takes action to demonstrate in front of others that you actually have those skill sets. It's obvious I'm stepping into a situation where there was a long-term superintendent, from what I read, is very well liked, very well respected. I'm going to have to take that and use that somewhat to my advantage and say, okay, you know, what are the things Dr. Eiler did that you know, that this district really likes? I want to make sure I come in and don't step on those toes. Part of my plan that I've already talked with the board about is, you know, my first 90-100 days in the district, there's going to be somewhat of a intensive listening tour by myself, going around talking to, you know, not only the teachers and administrators, but the support staff and community organizations also. I think I might have mentioned this too when you and I talked before. One of my goals is I'm going to have to get in and find out what reality is versus perception. I was given some perceptions when I went through the interview process, and some of it was very good, and some of it has some, it needs some work.